Hey, thank you, Serge. Hey, Paul, this is Gail. I'm the Regional Pricing Director for Indiana. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So I wanted to talk with you, given that you talked to Serge and you were qualified for the exclusive listing that we were filling out today on Google. We had a couple of companies asking for the listing, but they weren't qualified. So I was happy to hear that he had a qualified company we could work with. So, Paul, I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, get those credits applied. I noticed that Serge had requested. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough, Paul.
I'm just interested in how much it is. So.
Okay, you bet. If I may ask you a couple of questions, I'd like to learn a little bit more about what your goals are and what you've tried in the past. That be all right?
Sure.
Okay, awesome. I guess let's start with what type of advertising are you doing currently?
I'm not right now. I got burned out a couple different ones. I'm not interested in getting back
okay.
again.
I'm
get very cautious.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So you said getting burned again. What have you tried that didn't work out for you?
I tried a marketing company that was all inclusive. They created the logo for me, which was great. They created a website for me, which was awful.
Oh, okay.
And it took entirely too long. So I'm not interested in doing that again.
Gotcha.
It took them upwards to 6 months to create a website. It looked like absolute trash when they were done.
You're kidding. Oh, my gosh. That is ridiculous.
And then I handed it over to the company that handles my website now and my app, and they revamped it in 2 days and made it look great. I know it's not hard.
Exactly. It's not 6 months hard, that's for sure. What is your website address, Paul?
PreciseComfortHVAC.com.
Precision Comfort HVAC.
No, Precise.
Oh, Precise. My apologies. See if I can spell right. There we are.
That's the first challenge.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Oh, that looks great. They did a beautiful job. Now, are they working on first page placement for you currently, the company that put the site together?
They have an option for that, and they have an option for leads. I just found them to be too expensive for that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So you're familiar then with...
I'm sorry. They want about $2,200 for SEO and leads.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Okay. It definitely kind of like website building doesn't need to be as hard as 6 months. It doesn't, the SEO does not need to cost $2,200. That's a lot of money. I don't blame you for not going that option.
I do my website. They host my email, they do my app, they do credit applications for me, and they do credit card processing, all for $500, and I think that's a great price.
Gotcha. Yeah, for those services, absolutely. And your website looks great. I mean, it really does. And I'm not a techie. I can't read the code, but they've got a Google review option on here, which is one of the things that we would do if we were building your website. And you've got payment integration on there. That all looks great. Now, I did also find a Google Business profile for you. So you're familiar then with how SEO works and getting to the first page of Google.
Yeah,
right?
I understand that everyone's saying that they guarantee your front page or first page, but I know that's not absolutely positively possible. So that's another thing that everyone claims, but it's not true, and I don't like how they do that.
Well, and honestly,
that I get, they tell me, oh, we got one spot left. And I know it's a sales tactic. You got to create urgency. I don't like that. That's a major turnoff for me.
Gotcha. And in all honesty, if somebody is guaranteeing you first page, their pants are on fire. We don't guarantee first page.
I just had one yesterday that said I had a money back guarantee if I didn't get our first page. I asked how that works.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I would wonder too. I can't offer you a guarantee. Obviously, I mean, the internet could crash and crumble tomorrow for all we know. I don't know. Algorithms could get turned on their head. There are all kinds of things. What I can say, though, is that we do have a 96% success rate in placing our clients in the map on the first page. So, and that would be for your service listings. We don't limit keywords. So anything you offer as a service, we can use as a keyword to get you found in the map anytime someone is searching for those services. So looking over what you've got here, you've got, there's your Google Business Profile. I found, when I was looking for online presence for you too, I found an Angie's, maybe it was Home Advisor, link. It looks like a broken link. Are you using them currently or no?
No way. They're terrible.
Okay. Well, I have heard that before. Okay. I probably know most of the story. All right. So what we'll do is we'll close off the Greenwood area and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means for you is that we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors to the first page. So Precise Comfort HVAC is the only company that we'll be working with, only company that we'll be promoting to the first page. And that's actually very strict Google rules that we have to follow as a Google Premier Channel partner. Google nor we want you competing against another one of our clients. It just doesn't, it's not good business. So that's very strict rules that we follow. There are no requirements or restrictions as to how far you need to travel or how many jobs you need to take. None of that. And then, so we do all of the programming and the backlinking and the listings and the content writing, everything that's necessary so that Google gets the right information about your company, so that we can get you on the map on that first page. And then leads and calls all go directly to you. We don't filter them or screen them. They don't get given to your competitors. We don't sell them to anybody else. They go to you, and then you do business in the manner you would normally do business. That may all make sense so far, Paul?
Yep.
Okay, good. And then, now, are you using Facebook at all, or are you on Facebook?
Yeah, we have a business page.
Okay, wonderful. And now, are you doing posts?
That company that handles my website and handles everything else posts for multiple times a week.
Okay, great. And are you getting any business from the posts?
No, I've scaled back on what I do on Facebook because it's not worth it. I used to boost posts. And it's just, I never got a lead from it at all.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So Facebook advertising, I know, can be tricky. And especially now that they've rebranded as Meta, it's a little bit trickier. Would you be open to being featured on Facebook again if we could write and manage and run those ads for you and actually have them be successful?
If it's included, sure. If not, I don't see a point to it. I don't know anybody that buys an air conditioner off of Facebook.
It's really not so much that they would buy an air conditioner, but what's happened coming out of the pandemic, during the pandemic, people started trying to keep their spending dollars local, and they started using Facebook to do that. So Facebook – of course, made adjustments to make it easier for businesses and also for people searching. So another, you know, there's something else neat about the Facebook advertising too. Are you familiar with retargeted ads?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, retargeting really, it's free branding, free advertising. And it's been found as long as the ads are written properly and targeted properly to the right people, of course, then the retargeted ads are more successful, but it makes your entire campaign more successful. We have a team focused on just writing Facebook ads, and they're really good at it. They know how to target in on your ideal client so that you're placed in front of them and not in front of the guy who's never going to buy from you. And then, of course, with the retargeted ads, by the time they click to call you, they feel like they know you already because they've seen you a few times. So they tend to be a better quality lead than when they come across at that point. And yes, it is included. So that's why I was asking if you would be open to that. And then, of course, we get you out to all of the directories, up to about 60. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce. I see you're on a couple. I see MapQuest right off. I didn't scroll very far. And I found your Facebook page while I was looking too. Perfect. Up to about 60 different directories that we'll get you out to. So I think you see the value in being seen online. It's just that it wasn't a success for you when you tried the last time. Is that about right?
Not at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And I don't blame your hesitation. I used to work construction. This is my retirement job. I owned a remodeling company here in Colorado, and I was burned by three different companies before this one that I worked for now stumbled on me. So I completely understand. So you are definitely a great fit for the listing, Paul. So let me go ahead and pull up my pricing screen. What I'll do, I'll pull up retail for Indiana, and then I'll apply a couple of credits for you here. One, being that you're, looks like right around a year in business, maybe a little under, I'll be able to apply a new in business credit, which is going to bring you down off of retail. And then just a couple quick questions to see if there are any other promos I can snag for you while I'm looking. Are you a veteran by chance?
No.
Okay. Would you consider yourself an outdoorsman, hunting, fishing, hiking, boating, skiing?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I know we've got one for that, and I think it's good for about $50. So let me try that. All right, so for Indiana, I should tell you too, pricing is based on a flat monthly rate. Never anything more. We don't even add taxes to it. So, and of course, no click fees, call fees, or lead fees. They're unlimited. And it's on a month-to-month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We really just don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job, which is what we're here to do, otherwise, what good are we? If we're doing our job, then there's no need for us to lock you into a lengthy contract. I hope that's okay with you.
I'm off contracts with anybody right now. I refuse.
Okay, good. Well, good for you. I mean, they ought to be able to just prove their work, right?
I mean, that's the tricky thing about marketing is they really haven't had to. They got away with a lot of stuff so far. What's on me?
Well, you know, and I have to tell you, there are a lot of fakes out there. I mean, I was personally burned by three of them, like I mentioned, when I was in construction. And unfortunately, they do what they did to you. They come in, they scorch the earth, and then they burn out. So they go away and they come back under another name and they do it all over again. And it really is sad. We actually put security measures in place so that you know we don't ever come back asking you for more money. So if you get calls from anyone asking you for more money, it's not us, and we put security question and answer system in place to avoid having that happen to you. Just something that we've always had our eye on too, because we know there's fraud out there. So back to my pricing screen. So normal retail is at $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup. Let me get your credits in here. So you're new in business. Let me see. Okay, perfect. So between your two credits, the new in business and your outdoorsman, that brings your monthly down to $349. And then it knocks your setup fee down to $99. So it took about $150 off your monthly and $200 off of your setup. Nice savings. So that worked out perfectly. So the $99 is a one-time only setup fee. And you'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just that flat $349 on a month-to-month basis. And that does include Facebook advertising, of course, closing off that 50-mile radius and putting you in the map section for your services on the first page of Google, and getting you featured also on Facebook. So it, what it includes as far as Facebook is $100 a month in Facebook ads. So we purchase those ad credits every single month on your behalf, write, run, and manage, target those ads. All you have to do is collect it.
I think it was like $87 every time I did it.
Oh, gosh, no. We have a much higher success rate than that. It's all in the ad writing and the targeting, and that we are really good at. We get results. So, no, I would expect you'd get more than one lead a month from Facebook.
No. What I'm saying is every time I made a post and then I boosted it, it was like $80-some-odd is what I was getting at.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yes, we need to handle your Facebook ads for you. That's way too expensive, one. And two, I mean, we can make $100 go a long, long ways just because we can. So we can target in to get in front of your ideal client. And that's something that you'll have to tell us, obviously, who's a good client for you. But there are so many different criteria we can drill in by area, I mean, zip code, income range, age range, trying to run through the list. I don't handle the Facebook portion, obviously. They may have a category for whether or not they have fur babies. I'm not sure. It's entirely possible. They've added a lot of different criteria since the last time I ever looked. I also wanted to mention your discounted rate of $349 a month. You're locked in at that rate for life. So it's not a promotional number that's going to go up later. You're locked in with those discounts even 5 years from now when you're rocking and jamming and you've got 10 trucks and 10 crews out there doing your HVAC work for you. Your price will still be the same, and we will still be purchasing and running those Facebook ads for you.
So how many of these should I expect a month?
You know, I can't tell you how many. Obviously, it depends on what the economy is doing at the time and what's in the air at the time. But what I can do...
I believe so.
I'm sorry, one more time?
What I do right now to get work is I have a lead service.
Oh, gotcha. And that's what company are you using for that?
They're called Networks.
Oh, I've heard of them. Okay. And how is it working?
Summer was great. I got enough work. It's been really slow lately, and I had to scale back with them.
Gotcha. Okay. And you paid per lead on that?
I pay per lead, but I pay a monthly fee. So basically, it's an account that I put money into, and when it depletes, they they re-debit my account. They take money out of me.
Gotcha. Okay. Wow. Well, this will be really great being on the first page of Google, catching those leads before they would even find.
I'm guaranteed to get leads, though. That's what I'm, you know what I mean? That's what option I'm weighing right now. For
gotcha.
$500 a month, I'm guaranteed to get 6 leads off of that at least.
Okay. And are you getting, so you're getting the 6 leads each month then?
Like I said, this month has been slow. I just went to one this morning, though, and it was a really good lead.
Okay. Well, a nice thing, too, about being on the first page of Google, we don't charge for leads, clicks, or calls. And you're free to accept or decline anything that comes through. And if it's a lead that doesn't work out, at least you didn't pay for it.
Yeah, there's no problem though. There's no, I need some sort of guarantee I'm going to get a lead. And you're saying, well, there's enough. This is back to the territory I'm used to being in. Like, you give me money.
You know.
Whether or not you get something is on you. I don't know. I don't like that.
You know what? That, I understand.
With
and you know what?
I'm guaranteed to get leads off of what I spend. I'm not guaranteed
sure.
to sell anything.
Right, right, of course. Exactly. You know what, Paul? Let me check something else that might even work better for you. Since you are doing pay-per-lead, have you heard of a program called Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, I have. I was in the process of getting that.
Okay. Okay, and what stopped you?
The amount of money they're charging me to do nothing.
Gotcha. Okay. Wow. You really did. Somebody really did you bad. Who was that?
I spent $6,500 with them, and then I tried another service where I spent like $4,700, and I broke even with it.
Oh, my. What were the companies?
I got 2 leads. I don't know what the second one's called. The first one's called Mediagistics. They're out of Florida. They're an advertising company.
Yeah, okay.
They're the ones that did my first website, and they did the logo. The logo turned out fine. I like it.
Free nothing, $6,500 logo, I guess. I'm sorry that happened to you, Paul. I truly, truly am. I've been where you are, just trying to eke out a living, just trying to bring new business in. And the last thing you needed was somebody to take advantage of you like that. I've been there personally. I get it. I totally get it. Okay. So Google Guaranteed, it is available there. So let me just pull up. I don't need to know. I don't know what they would have been charging you. But let me pull up HVAC. So it is available there. It's not available for every area or every vertical, but for your vertical, of course, it is. So your lead cost would be $38.67 per lead. And now this is under Google Guaranteed. The monthly minimum budget would be $505. Now, I don't know how much they told you about how Google Guaranteed works. Are you familiar? I mean, I can run through how it works if it's something you might still be interested in.
What I can and can't afford to do right now is not have leads come in. I mean, I'm still not to the part where I have word of mouth, but it's like once in a great while.
Okay.
Which is what you need to base a business off of. That's what any good business has, just word of mouth.
Right, exactly. Well, so Paul, then I'm wondering, I think we should actually go back maybe to the map programming. And so I'm hearing an affordability issue. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I scaled up and then scaled back. I had a couple of technicians, and now I just have me and myself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
okay.
Like I'm a big company. I'm a single guy doing my thing.
You bet. Absolutely. Okay. And I see that too. Let's do this to get it more affordable for you. Let's pull the Facebook portion out. It's something that's an easy add later on. Let's you scale up. Let's forget about Google Guaranteed. All same thing. It's easy to scale that up anytime you want. But let's get you in the map. That's, it really goes in line with the word of mouth that you're already receiving. You are a 5 out of 5 star rated company, which is going to work well for you on that first page. You know, people these days, when they're looking for a service or a business, they'll Google it right from their phone. Easy to do. Everybody does it. It's already programmed into their phone. And 90% of those folks doing a search like that are going to choose a company that's listed in the map section. So I think it's actually going to save you money because you'll catch those leads being in the map section before it would even go to any networks link or Angie's or Home Advisor link, where I know you're not using Angie's anymore, but where you would receive a lead fee if it went through those other systems, right? So being in the map section, the calls go right to you. So I think we can get you as much business without having to pay that per lead fee. And if we take the Facebook portion out, it's actually going to drop you down. Let me see here. Well, it's a dollar for dollar trade. It's going to take $100 off of your monthly. So that would bring your monthly down to $249. And then still leave your setup fee at $99. Does that make a little bit more sense for you, a little bit more affordable?
I don't know. I have a...
definitely...
I entertain these calls every once in a while. They mostly bug me. I'm not going to lie. I just got one for like $199 a month for SEO. But they're, like I said, they're the ones that are like, oh, it's guaranteed. They're...
I'm sorry about those folks. I wish, like snakes and spiders, I wish they didn't exist. Oh, flies too. I understand. What's that?
They take care of all the stuff you don't want.
That's true. I guess it's opposite when you find snakes and spiders in the human world. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
I'm looking at something.
Do you have any questions? That's what you're for networks?
Yeah. And it's averaging about 6 leads a month.
Gotcha. Are they good leads? Closable leads?
In the summertime when everyone needed AC, they were very good.
Mm-hmm. Well, surely... Okay. Well, you know, too, being in the map on Google, that's going to help even things out for you over winter, too. I mean, I know there's obviously a natural dip in business in the wintertime, but you can help even that out a little bit too by getting those leads right. So when people are searching and they find you in the map, they tend not to go elsewhere. They have a problem right in the moment and they want to hire somebody. So they Google, they find you, they see that you're a 5 out of 5 star rated company. They don't look any further typically, and they just click and call you, which makes them a better lead. So that's going to help even out some of those valleys that you'd normally experience in the wintertime. I mean, surely people are going to have emergency furnace repair or furnace completely goes out and need a replacement installed, right? Or building a new home, need a furnace installed. So those things still go on during the winter. It's just a matter of finding the ones that are out there that need it or letting them find you, really. Paul, you make a great fit for this listing, and it sounds to me like this would really help save you some money and help you bring in more money. I would like to go ahead and get you set up on this listing, close it down for Indiana, or, well, Greenwood area, and get started. So to give you an idea of timeline, I have to say industry standard to get you to the first page of Google takes about 6 to 9 months. I call those the dudes sitting in their mom's basement that don't know what they're doing, the guy that charges $2,200, like you told me. According to industry standard, we move lightning fast. It only takes us between 30 to 45 days to get you there. And in that time, we're doing all of your programming on your Google business profile, backlinking, setting up content, doing all of those things that's going to pop you up there. And given that you've already got your Google business profile, that's actually usually our biggest delay. If we have to wait for the verification on the Google business profile, it's usually about a 2-week process out of that 30 to 45 days. So that you already have your GBP, that could definitely speed up your time frame. We could see you on first page sooner than that. Get those phones ringing some more.
What can you guys do to have the entire package instead of just cutting it all out and then cutting the price?
So you mean including Facebook?
Just whatever you guys offer, just all inclusive. Yeah.
Okay. All inclusive, what are you looking for? Are you looking for like Facebook posts and things like that, or?
Sure. I mean, how do you get, would it contradict with my current Facebook posts?
No, anything we do wouldn't. Exactly. We would just need access to your Facebook account, and we would solely be working on the ads. We don't do posts and social media management per se, but because we're okay, yep. So let me look here. Let me play with something just for a second. I might be able to get your Facebook included at the reduced rate that I've got you at right now. Okay. I can do it. I found a little bit more money off. I forgot. I keep forgetting it's October. We have a breast cancer awareness promo code that I can use on anybody. So that's going to save us some more. So we could put the Facebook back in at the $249 and then the one-time $99 setup. That is a screaming deal. You pretty much got Facebook ads for free. just because of that. What's that?
And then no contract, you said, huh?
No contract. We just need 3 days notice if you want to cancel. It sounds like something we should have done months ago. I think we better do it.
I need it, but I just don't like being ripped off like I did. So.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I started it back in November of last year. I filed for the business in October. I started doing SEO in November of last year. It ripped me off.
Yeah, you should have been on first page a long, long time ago by December, January. Okay. Well, Paul, let's go ahead and get you set up. You know, it's not your fault that what happened. It truly isn't. I mean, it happened to me too. So, but you're in good company, but.
How do I guarantee what you're doing is what you're doing? Like what you say you're doing is what you're doing. That's part of my issue. I just handed
sure.
the money to these people and they said they did what they did and I didn't see it.
Okay.
I did see it. I take that back. I saw my own ad, but why would I target myself?
Right, exactly. So, there are several things. First, I will be the lead on your account and I will remain as such. My business philosophy, I'll give you an example. I was a remodeler. I walked in on a full shower that had just been freshly laid with tile, and the grout lines are crooked. It looked like garbage. I told the kid that he was ripping it out and we were redoing it, and he was going to refuse because it was going to cost me more money, more tile, more time. I don't care. I told him, I don't care. It's getting torn out and it's getting laid right because my name is on it, not yours. It's my company. I took the job as a GC. My name is on it. I lost my behind on the whole job because of that, but it was right when I left. And that is the philosophy I carry with me everywhere. So if we're not doing our job here at Local Splash, I want you to call me and tell me. I will fix it myself. If I can't fix it myself, I will hand walk you to the person who can. Promise you that. Also, you'll have a reporting and analytics dashboard that you can log into our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed. We want that transparency. We want you to be able to see what your marketing dollars are doing for you. Also, through that dashboard, you can upload photos for us. Let us know if you want keyword changes, things like that. Just a few of the things that we do to make sure that you get what you're paying for every step of the way. You probably will get sick of us. We reach out so often, checking this, checking that, making sure you're doing good, letting you know that a new lead came through, things like that. It all comes to you with that reporting so you know what's going on. And if at any time we're failing, I would expect nothing less than that you would call and fire me. And I'll take it. Because that point, I would deserve it. Okay.
I guess I could try it for a couple months at least.
Alright, let's do this. I think you're going to do great. I think you're going to love it. Alright, Paul, so let me gather some info from you and let me close our listing here real quick, though. Okay, we're good. There we are. What's your last name, Paul?
Sacks. S-A-C-K-S.
Perfect. And what's your email address?
Paul@precisecomforthvac.com.
Whoops. There we go. Work on my spelling skills today. Precisecomforthvac.com. Perfect. And then I don't need digits just yet, Paul. But on the credit card that you're using today, did your middle initial appear or just first and last?
No, I don't use my middle initial. I just do first and last, yeah.
Okay, no problem. So I'm going to send you two emails just to make sure they make it through and that I don't have typos. Okay, first one is information on the dashboard and analytics that you'll have log into. And then the second one, I'm going to send you the exact price and package that you're getting with your discounts so that you've got that in writing for your files. And you'll also get, one moment, I've got to adjust that down with your discounts. There we go. And then you'll also get a copy of your invoice when we get to the billing at the end. And then just, if you would, let me know if those two emails make it.
I got one.
Perfect. At least they're coming. The other one should be right behind. And then phone number, I've got 317-743-6551. I assume that's also cell phone.
Yeah, that's the business number. If you want to reach me directly, I have a cell phone number too.
Okay, I will. Which is better? Okay, oh, so it's business. Is that a landline?
No.
Okay, perfect. Up to you. So any communication you get from us will be business related. So if you want it on your business cell, we can do that. Or, oh, you know what?
That's fine. Just leave it at the number.
leave it that way. I will take your other cell phone number though, just in case.
Okay.
I'm ready.
562-833-1331.
Thank you. And then, now, are you in the eastern time zone portion of Indiana or the central?
Eastern.
Thank you. It's too bad they cut your state in half on you.
Weird, huh?
It really is weird. And I can never remember is it Arizona, which way they go. So they don't change their time, but I can never remember which zone they're in.
Mountains.
Crazy.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, but sometimes they're in Pacific, just depending on whether it's, daylight savings.
I'm from
time
California,
or not. Oh, are you? Awesome. What part?
Southern California, Long Beach.
Okay. Well, we're headquartered in Fountain Valley.
Cool. When I'm out there, if you guys aren't doing so hot for me, I'll come and pay you a visit.
There you go. You can do that. But I'm actually, I have to tell you, I do work remotely. I'm in Colorado is where I live. But you can call me anytime you need to and let me have it if we need it. Company name, I've got Precise Comfort, HVAC. Is there Inc. or LLC behind that at all, Paul?
I don't use it, but yes, it's an LLC.
Okay, if you don't use it, I won't put it on there. And then I've got an address, and this will need to match your credit card billing. The address I've got is 291 West Wing View in Greenwood.
279.
279. West Wing View.
View.
Okay, Greenwood 46142.
Correct.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to grab your website address here. So I'm gathering as much information as I can right now, so that when we do your onboarding call, your technician will have everything they need right at their fingertips, and that'll save you time during that call. I've got to input a couple more things on my end here, and then we'll get that call scheduled. We don't like to take your money and then not get to work, so we schedule that onboarding call for as soon as your schedule allows. Let's see. Are you by chance a bilingual shop?
Yes and no, but I wouldn't put it.
Okay, no problem. No problem. All right.
I don't want to put that on.
Do you really? Wow. That I've heard that's a hard language to learn.
And it carries no value in Indiana. So.
Yeah. Well, that's about as much as Hollywood, maybe. Yeah. Well, it carries about as much value as my speaking French in Colorado. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, I wish I'd have taken Spanish in high school, but, you know, French was cool back then. So, let's see. So, network is handling media.
No, they're not. Okay. They're handling leads.
Oh. Okay, let me fix that.
The company that's handling my social media is Thrive.
Okay, gotcha.
Thryv.
Thank you for that. I had it spelled wrong. And I do not like typos. As you could probably imagine, I'm the one that made a kid rip out a whole shower full of tile. I don't like typos. Handling social media. Okay. Perfect. Let's go ahead and get your onboarding call set up, Paul. So we block an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. If you can be in front of a computer at the time, great. If not, no worries. Let's see. Monday's going up quick. So let me see if we've got anything today yet. No. Okay. So we are looking at Monday. So Monday we've got a 10 a.m. 4 p.m. or a 6 p.m.
Yeah, it's going to have to be 6 because I'm busy on Monday.
You got it. 6 o'clock it is. One of those times where time zone difference comes in handy.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen very often.
Right. I know, right? And I just, when I'm at work, I just operate on Pacific time. I totally forget that I'm in Mountain time zone because it only serves to mess everybody up. Even my computer clock is set to Pacific time and I ignore all the other clocks in my vicinity. All right. I'm building a calendar appointment for you and then I'll have another email in one moment. I'm going to make sure I've got that slot for you since Monday is filling up fast. Okay. That all looks good. Okay, so that calendar invite is on its way to you. It's kind of squirrely. The subject line is local / CIE. Let me know when that one gets there.
Yes. Let me add it.
Perfect. Awesome. And then if you would open that up and hit the yes option, I would appreciate it. And I'm grabbing a couple more links while we do that. Did it work for you or is it giving you fits over there?
No, I hit yes.
Oh, perfect. Let me make sure it updated on my end.
There it is.
Time for a nap?
No.
You sound... No. All right, perfect. That came through. Thank you. Let's see. And then did you... Oops. Let me fix something over there. I just noticed something that I didn't complete. I can't believe we're coming to the end of October already. It's insane.
Finally.
Did you say finally?
Yeah.
Are you just ready to put October away or?
No, I just like Thanksgiving.
I do too. Oh, there's always good food around Thanksgiving and Christmas. Okay, Paul, I'm sending you two text messages. One is my direct contact info. I want you to put me in your phone. If you have questions, problems, aren't getting what you need, let me know. I'm the dog you want on that bone. And then the second one is our customer, they call it our customer service, but it's where you'll reach your technician. So I want you to have them in your phone as well. And let's see, call tracking. I'm going to send you one more text. This one is information on the call tracking and how it all works. And that one's on its way. One moment, I've got to sneeze. I'm going to mute the line. Thank you. There we go. Okay. Optional item. There's no additional charge for it. It's already included, but some people don't want it. It's a Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It installs on your existing cell phone. And the app itself has its own unique phone number, which would be local to you. And so what it's designed to do is allow you to send and receive business calls through the app without having to compromise your personal cell phone number. given that you've got a phone already for work and a phone for business, is that something that you'd be interested in?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. I thought as much, but I always want to make sure. Yeah.
Could I use it? I could use it for, because I do have a technician.
Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, I'm going to put you as a yes and send you another text. Yes. So you can have unlimited additional lines. So yes, you could give one to your tech. As you add other techs, you can, you know, they can have their own unique number as well on the app. And say you hire Joe Dirt employee and he doesn't work out. Obviously, you want to sever ties. You don't want him contacting your clients either. So all you have to do is let us know that you've let him go, and we'll deactivate his line as soon as you tell us, so that it protects you there, too. So, perfect. Huh. And we'll put a yes. Okay, well, so there we go. And then I'm going to send you, so we've had the app out 5 or 6 months now, but technically it's still in beta phase, coming to the tail end. But because it's in beta and it's going to a different department, not our normal technicians, they're asking everyone to fill out an application just so that department has all of your info that they need for the app. So I sent that link to you. And now let's see here. Oops. Get to the right screen. There we are. And now, are there other areas outside of Greenwood that you would like to target with your Facebook ads?
I mean, I'd like to, so, you know, I don't know if you know Indiana very well, central Indiana, there's a loop that goes around Indianapolis.
Oh, yes, I know.
It's easier to describe my service area than it is to tell you, like, city.
Okay, go right ahead. I'll put it in.
If you look at Indianapolis and draw a circle around it, that's my service area, like a small circle.
Okay, easy enough.
So I go down to, if you look at South Indiana, I go down to Franklin. If you look at East Indiana, I go out to Greenfield. If you go look at West, I go out to Avon. If you look at North East, I go out to Noblesville, Carmel, Zionsville.
Okay. Wow. What would you say the mileage distance would be?
From here to my furthest appointments is, let's see, 38 miles.
Perfect. I'm just going to say 40 miles.
Around the middle of Indianapolis would probably be my service area.
So the way I wrote it for your tech, I said, of course, Greenwood and surrounding a small circle around Indianapolis at a 40 mile radius.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Perfect. Oh, gotta put your calendar appointment in one more place here too before I forget. That is, okay, there we are. And then, make sure, I'm doing a skim through here. I'm doing a check as I go to make sure I don't have any typos or miss anything. And I'm going to grab your Facebook page and put that in there for your tag. So they've got that. Okay. Found a typo. It's not a bad typo, but...
On mine, or...?
Yeah, it was my own doing. It was my own doing. I just had to go back and fix it. Okay, that looks great. And then for us to contact you, Paul, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Either phone or text.
Phone or text. And what do you... Oh, I can probably grab that off of your Google Business profile. It's going to ask you what you wanted to show for hours of operation. And I'll just grab that over here. There's a little drop down. I know you close at 5. There we go.
Not really?
Yeah, right?
Never really.
So should I say 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, 24/7 emergency?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see. You do already have payment integration on your website, right?
On my app.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So I'm going to tell them we don't need to do that. Okay. We're getting close. So let's go ahead and set up your security question and answer. So if I've said this already, just stop me. So we don't ever come back asking you for more money. When we get you listed out on the directories, Yelp is notorious for doing this. They'll call and tell you that in order to, I don't know what they try and sell you, but in order for your website to do blah, blah, and blah, you need a subscription, which we'll do a free listing for you, for example, on Yelp. We've had clients in the past that thought it was us calling, asking for more money, and saying that we couldn't get them on the first page if they didn't sign up for this extra whatever a month. Because of that, we've set up a security question and answer system. So honestly, even if somebody calls saying that they're from Local Splash, I would ask them the security question. We don't mind. And the only ones that are going to mind are the ones that are trying to fake you out. So might as well use it. So we've got three options for security question. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name.
Hello, mother's maiden is fine.
Mother's maiden. All right. And I'm ready for that when you are.
Leonard. L-E-O-N-A-R-D.
Perfect. Thank you. Just put that in. It types it in as a, just as if you were, it blanks them out like a password. So you got to be careful. Luckily, it makes me do it twice. Make sure they match. Perfect. So, yes, if you're ever in question about whether or not it's us, or even if we say we're us, ask. We do not mind one bit. We won't be offended, and it keeps you safer. All right. So I'm on to billing. I've got your subscription set up. On the credit card that you're using, does the company name appear or just your name?
It's my name, but the company name's on it too. You can just put my name.
Okay. Well, grab that. And then the phone number that would be attached to that credit card, is that the 317-743-6551?
Yes. Exactly.
And then did it pull the address over the right way? Let me go back and double check that. 279. Good, it did it like it was supposed to. The zip doesn't quite look right. 46142.
That's right.
Oh, it is, okay. And then Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today, Paul?
Visa.
Okay. Even though I'm alone, I don't read the digits back to you. If you could just give them to me in 4-digit blocks, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, it's 4034.
Okay.
9100.
Got it.
2637.
Was that it? 26.
2637.